He's got to pass a test before he's allowed to play. Yep. So he practiced today. Looked all right.
So he still has to take the baseline test?
Yes.
Gotcha. Jonathan Grimes, progress on him?
I would say that would be a game-time decision.
Gotcha.
But he practiced today.
In terms of Arian Foster, how did he progress throughout the week?
Good, well? Good. He won't play this week, but he's doing well.
How did Xavier Sue feel?
He will. He's doing better, but I would say that he probably won't play this week.
Is that it?
Guys, good? Thanks.
So they're all day to day. Boy, he's starting to get short with people. It's a football weekend. Let's get to it. It's Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. The weekend is here almost.
It's Friday, man.
Everybody should be in a good mood.
That song is music to my ears today, Fred.
Yeah?
It's been one of those weeks, yeah.
I've had kind of a off week, too. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm in a great mood, though. Even though I made a serious tactical error that put myself into the worst possible situation ever today twice.
What did you do?
Well, around lunchtime, I wanted to run some errands. I wanted to go buy some new workout stuff, and then I was going to go over to Growlers and load up on the Crunkin' Pumpkin.
Okay.
And I also got a growler full of that Kentucky pumpkin ale.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of in a pumpkin mode. But driving through Montrose at noon, it's the worst. The worst possible situation you could possibly put
it's
yourself
not wise,
in.
Yeah.
I almost got run over three or four times. It was
you know what's
mess.
Worse than that? Riding your bike around there.
I imagine. Well,
that's just asking to die.
The only thing worse than that is going anywhere in the Galleria area. Like, I come in the back way here, so I don't have to mess with it. But we're doing that Run Houston 10K on Sunday, so I had to go pick up my packet, and it was over at the Sports Authority in the Galleria. It was worse.
You chose poorly.
And yet I survived that without hitting anybody, without killing anybody, without going full road rage. So how can I not be in a good mood?
That's true. Congratulations.
Gosh, I wish I had that spy car, man. I'm telling you. Because I would have vaporized about 27 people today. There's 27 people out there that would not be going home this afternoon because their cars would have been vaporized. At least 27. But
well, I'm glad you lived.
Well, I'm glad I lived too, but you know, I'm more glad that those people lived because if you gave me the opportunity to kill them, I would.
By the way, I heard that that Growlers is closing down.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that from?
I saw like on their Facebook or something like I guess they're on their way out. This was like a couple weeks ago. I don't know when.
Really? Because I had a nice long conversation with a guy today, and there was no indication of that.
Well, maybe.
In fact, he was telling me about some beers that he had coming in the next couple
months. Maybe I misunderstood.
Hmm.
But, yeah, from what I gathered, that was the case.
Well, I'll have to.
That'd be a bummer. It's a cool place.
It is. And, I mean, I love going over there and loading up on things. And they've done a much better job recently of getting the kind of beers I like.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look into that because I've been over there twice.
When you say the kind of beers you like, you mean stouts and pumpkin beers.
Well, bourbon-aged stouts, yeah.
Yeah.
pretty much.
You're pretty limited on what kind of beer
you
like.
No, that's not true. It's just that's my preference.
Okay.
I like pumpkin beers this time of year.
Okay.
I won't drink pumpkin beers in July.
That's fair.
Stouts, porters, and I'm not real big on flavored beer that's not a stout or a porter. How's that?
That's fair.
Just doesn't.
And you don't like hops. You don't like IPAs.
No, I don't like IPAs. And that's okay. I had a friend who's thinking about starting a brewery, and he's like, I'm going to do like 4 different IPAs, and I'll never be there.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with IPAs? Like, everybody does them for one thing. So the ones I do like, you're going to have a hard time beating, and they're just not for me.
Okay.
But that's all right. We all have different tastes. A lot of people don't like pumpkin beer. A lot of people don't like porters and stouts. Okay? It's just my preference.
Here's a tip for you. If you're going around, I think today it hit shelves, but Buffalo Bayou's pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, I've not had that yet.
It's pretty solid.
I hear really good things about it.
It's good stuff.
So I was in, I swung by Spec today too, and they didn't have it in there.
Okay.
So I'm on the lookout for that. So if somebody finds a place where they have it,
swing by Specs today. They posted it on their Twitter a couple hours ago. So
okay. That must have gone because I went kind of early today. Must have been afterwards. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. What'd you think of the football last night?
Well, I caught a moose, I feel like. I felt like my under was a very strong play. It still feels like I was on the right side, but I did not get the result that I needed. So in that instance, or in that regard, I didn't enjoy it at all. Matt Jones, who I made the choice to start Matt Jones over Alfred Morris.
Yes.
I feel that was also the right choice.
Yeah, opposite of what Christopher Harris
recommended. He got 11 carries to Morris's 6, 38 yards to 19, but fumbled on his way into the end zone and made what would have been what would have turned a crappy day into a decent day. So, I didn't like it at all. I think Tom Coughlin is the worst clock manager, and it's no surprise they keep losing games in the fourth quarter because the play calling in the fourth quarters is just mind-boggling to me. And then for Eli Manning to stand there and get interviewed after the game and say, well, it's about playing well in the fourth quarter, and I feel like we played our best football in the fourth quarter. I'm just sitting there going, are you kidding me? You played your worst football in the fourth quarter. The Redskins scored 6 points all game until the fourth quarter. Then they scored 15 more. And here's another thing, and this isn't breaking news or anything. Kirk Cousins is the worst quarterback that has a starting job in the NFL. So you can feel good about that, Texans fan.
You got one beat.
You can feel good about that Cowboy fan, Brandon Whedon. There is not a player less deserving to be a starting quarterback in the NFL than Kirk Cousins. And I don't know what the answer is for Washington. And they had a really good run game the first couple games. But why would any team let Washington run on them? Why not just let Kirk Cousins beat you with his arm? Because he's going to give it to the other team.
Oh, yeah.
Without question. And the two that he gave away yesterday were just terrible, awful, bad decisions. And he you know, at the end of the day, you look, oh, he's 30 of 49, 316 yards. That's not that bad. Oh, it's bad. It was bad.
Well, there were a lot, and we always talk about this and why statistics can be misleading. There were a lot of empty yards in that fourth quarter.
Oh, a ton.
And he's just not good. He's a turnover machine, and you ask him to win a game for you, he's going to do the exact opposite.
And he feels good throwing it to his tight end and his running back. That's it. Everything else, it's like it's a pain in the ass, or it's a quick route and hope that they can get some yards after the catch. He's just awful. And I don't know if the answer is putting Bob Griffin back out there, because the reality is that team doesn't want to play with Bob Griffin. They don't want his teammates don't want him out there. So I don't know if that's the answer. I don't think Colt McCoy is significantly better. I don't think he's worse, though. I think that the Redskins, you could argue their quarterback situation is worse than the Texans, because the Redskins have invested in theirs. The Texans haven't. You know, the Redskins have given up tons of draft picks and money at that position, and they've got junk. The Texans haven't, we talked about this all week, the Texans haven't invested anything in that position, and they've got junk. But at least you know you haven't spent a bunch of your resources to pile up that junk. The Redskins, that's a dumpster fire of a quarterback situation.
It is, and I do think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in that division now, because unless Philadelphia can turn it around, even with the injuries, the Cowboys are in pretty good shape there. I do think the Giants are going to be heard from, but that Washington team's it's just so weird how, and I think this happens with bad teams, and the Redskins are a bad team, just like the Rams are a bad team. Just week to week, you might get one good performance out of them, and the next week they start reverting to what they are.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what it was last night. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Of course, I was pretty happy because I unloaded pretty hard on the Giants, and I'm kind of kicking myself because when I get my butt kicked, I always tend to come back a little soft the next week and not play much. And I wanted to play Cincinnati +8 last night too, and I was like, no, man, you need to back off because, you know, and then if you steer the people wrong, I always feel bad.
Yeah.
But I felt pretty good about giving them Giants -3. Dylan on Twitter says, remember when y'all said Ark and Auburn would finish top SEC West and Aggie last? Now, tell you what, Dylan, do me a favor. Go back and go to Podcast Arena, find the link where we said that, and post it.
I will give you $1 million if you can find that.
Yeah, nobody ever said that. That's not even close to what we said.
But that's okay. Yeah. I will say this. Arkansas and Auburn have both underperformed what I thought they would. And Aggie looks, you know, I said Aggie, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State, Arkansas, that was the bottom tier. I said Alabama, Auburn, LSU was more of the top tier, although I was unsure if LSU belonged in that conversation. Yeah, I was off on the SEC for sure, on the SEC West, but no, I never said Aggie would finish last. I never said Arkansas would finish at the top. All I said was Arkansas wouldn't finish last, and I think I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, you may be. You may be. Nick says, never should have drafted Griffin. I bet his teammates didn't go to his birthday party.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, guys. Well, so many great games this weekend. And if you're up north, one place to go watch them, up at Tupelo's. Go see Chip and the gang up there. Whether it's college, NFL, you want to watch those Astros against the Rangers, Tupelo's is your home to do it. The staff is fantastic. The food's amazing. This is not your average sports bar menu. There's not a thing on the menu that isn't awesome. So they got great food. They got great beer. And there's not a bad place to sit. If you want to go watch a whole bunch of games and keep up with a whole lot at once, which I like to do, it's a perfect place to do it because you can see all the TVs pretty much from wherever you're sitting in there, and they really take great care of you. It's a great place for the whole family. And coming up October 12th, Tupelo's is having their first annual charity golf tournament. It'll be at the Woodlands Palmer Course, benefiting Easter Seals of Greater Houston. Easter Seals, among other great things, runs a Caroline school that was damaged in the flooding back in May. ESPN 97.5 is proud to be a sponsor. All you have to do, check out 975golf.com for the details and to register or otherwise support the cause. And come on out and play, man. We're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you can't make it to the golf tournament, make it out to Tupelo's. We're out there all the time. It's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. Tupelo's, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring, Tupelo's.com. All right, guys. Well, so many great games this weekend. And if you're up north, one place to go watch them, up at Tupelo's. Go see Chip and the gang up there. Whether it's college, NFL, you want to watch those Astros against the Rangers, Tupelo's is your home to do it. The staff is fantastic. The food's amazing. This is not your average sports bar menu. There's not a thing on the menu that isn't awesome. So they got great food. They got great beer. And there's not a bad place to sit. If you want to go watch a whole bunch of games and keep up with a whole lot at once, which I like to do, it's a perfect place to do it because you can see all the TVs pretty much from wherever you're sitting in there. And they really take great care of you. It's a great place for the whole family. And coming up, October 12th, Tupelo's is having their first annual charity golf tournament. It'll be at the Woodlands Palmer Course, benefiting Easter Seals of Greater Houston. Easter Seals, among other great things, runs a Caroline school that was damaged in the flooding back in May. ESPN 97.5 is proud to be a sponsor. All you have to do, check out 975golf.com for the details and to register or otherwise support the cause. And come on out and play, man. We're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you can't make it to the golf tournament, make it out to Tupelo's. We're out there all the time. It's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. Tupelo's, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring, Tupelo's.com.
Coors Light presents Barry's Cold Hard Facts.
1 month ago, the Stros had a 5-game lead in the division. Now they're 3.5 back when they face the Rangers at Minute Maid for a 3-game weekend series. The pathetic road record, one reason for the collapse, lack of timely hitting another. But the 6.93 bullpen in September, well, some may call it choking. To me, it's just a long overdue implosion. The Stros are 80-73. Last year, they lost 92 games, so it's been a great season. Since winning his first start with the Stros by throwing seven scoreless innings, Scott Kazmir has gone 1-5 with a 3.70 and 10 starts. Not good, folks. He's on the bump tonight. Bottom line, the third week of the NFL season and baseball matters. For the first time in 10 years, Houston is a baseball town. That is a cold, hard fact.
That was Barry's Cold Hard Facts, presented by Coors Light. Refresh your world.
Enjoy ice-cold Coors Light all season long.
Nothing says football like Coors Light.
So don't let your friends or yourself down. When the gridiron heats up, cool down with ice-cold Coors Light and get the true flavor of football season all season long.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with life? What is it you were made to do? This is Roger Patterson with Vision for Life Radio, and I want to encourage you to join us for a men's breakfast at the Bayou City Event Center, September 30th, featuring former Major Leaguer Daryl Strawberry. For $30 a ticket or $300 for a table of 10, you can hear Daryl's amazing story of reckless living to restoration. Bill Brown, voice of the Houston Astros, will be our MC, and it's going to be an amazing morning of baseball, food, and fellowship. Join us. Go to visionforlife.org. It's visionforlife.org.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler from The Blitz, and if you've been thinking about trying to lose weight, now's the time to stop thinking about it and act on it. That's what I did about a year and a half ago when I first went into quick weight loss. I got 50 pounds off. I'm healthier, I'm happier, and I'm looking better than I have in a long time, and it happened fast and easy. They've been helping people for 26 years now, not just me, all over the city of Houston. You can lose more weight faster and easier, 20, 40, 100 pounds or more. Results are guaranteed. There's no exercise required and no prepackaged meals. Right now, they've got a great offer for you. Lose up to 30 pounds, plus get a 30-day program for just $30, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. They've got 15 great Houston locations. You can drop by any one of those. Or if you're outside of Houston, visit quickweightlosscenter.com. Or better yet, just give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center. Make the change in your life today. 1-888-305-1117.
I'll buy your car with no dealership hassle. My name's John Clay Wolf from GiveMeTheVIN.com. We want to buy your car so badly that I will pay $100 for any written offer that I do not beat. The Ford store, the Chevy dealer, CarMax. I'll beat every single one of them at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Luke's Ice House is ESPN's official home for college football. Join ESPN as we watch the biggest college football games every Saturday, but it ain't a party without killer specials. $15 chicken wing buckets and $10 Miller Lite and Coors Light pitchers. Throw down some $3 field goal shots featuring Tuaca, Soko, and Jack Honey shots. Catch all the games inside or on the patio at Luke's Ice House on Calder in Beaumont and just off Washington in Houston. Luke's Ice House, ESPN's official home, Saturdays for college football.
This is the voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way, inviting you to join us for the 2015 edition of Longhorn Football. We'll bring you all the action all season long, including in-depth analysis and exclusive access to players and coaches before the opening kick and after the final whistle. And each week we'll chat with head coach Charlie Strong on Longhorn Weekly. This is your exclusive source for UT football, the Longhorn IMG Radio Network.
Texas-Oklahoma State 2:30 Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
It's week three of the NFL, and the Chicago Bears will roar into the Pacific Northwest to take on the Seattle Seahawks. The Bears are banged up on offense and will have to lean on that top-ranked defense. The Hawks are tough to stop with Wilson, Baldwin, and, of course, Marshawn Lynch. Bears at the Seahawks on Sports USA.
Bears, Seahawks, NFL, 3:30 Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
Mike and Mike.
If you had a show by yourself,
yes,
what would you call it?
Oh, I've thought about it a great deal.
Why?
The World According to Greeny.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
It ain't easy being Greeny. Why sports fans think I'm an idiot?
No, you're throwing out a bunch of names. How often do you think of a show?
How long have we been on the air so far today? Actually, I was thinking about it through about two or three of your thoughts first hour of our show this morning.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's David Dilotti. Come by my newest Supercuts location in the Spring Woodlands area, Kirkendall and West Rayford. Every Tuesday is $12 Tuesday, and kids and seniors, just $10. Supercuts, Kirkendall and West Rayford, next to the brand new Kroger.
Find it all on ESPN 97.5.
4.4 to go. Looking. Sends it in the corner. Holmes, a three. Good! It's good with 2.2 to go. Inbounded. Stolen by Felix. It is over. The Longhorns have won the game.
Sterling Moore shifting over into coverage on Andrew Corliss, who's got single coverage here to the left side. Rogers looking that direction with a pump fake. Now steps up in the pocket of the 20. Winds up, throws back of the end zone. A laser. Touchdown, Green Bay. The rookie, Richard Rogers, holds it in for the Packers score.
Lead down to 10 again for North Carolina. 12 and 53 to go. Nate Britton against the pressure, hands it off to Jackson, mid-post. Harrell coming around for the back to take it away. Here's Jones for Louisville. At the elbow, up high. Oh! And the one spike with authority! What an alley-oop! The lead is down to 8.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Nick on Twitter said the owner of Growlers is moving back to Florida, but they may save it.
Okay.
So we'll have to, I'll find out because it's... I'll probably get over there Sunday afternoon after the games, and you know, the owner's usually there then. I've talked to him a few times. Nice guy, but I didn't know anything about that.
Let me ask you this. If you're the Seahawks and you've got Marshawn Lynch, who is now a game-time decision, do you feel like you're even running him out there? Do you need Marshawn Lynch to play against the Bears?
No,
or are you saying take
no,
the week off?
Take the week
Marshawn
off.
That's what I'm saying. I just got that alert that Marshawn Lynch is a game time decision against the Bears. And I know Marshawn's going to want to play because Marshawn likes to play football. But
you don't need him against the Bears.
No, that I mean, that is.
It's theoretically, it's the same thing as I bet you could. I bet if this game meant something to the Texans, you could throw Arian Foster out there, but there's no reason to.
Yeah.
Get him right. Make sure you're 100%. And they're winning that game anyway.
I'd say take a break, bud.
Yeah.
Take a break. Relax. Just like I think the Alshon Jeffrey was kind of up in the air on whether or not he was going to be able to play for the Bears. And let's face it, the Bears are going to lose that game with or without Alshon Jeffrey.
Right.
Take the week off, man. Get right.
Yeah, exactly. Just an update. If you want to play in our FanDuel League, FanDuel.com/Fowler, 24 spots left. We expanded it to 300 people this week because we were filling 250, which, you know, hey, Blitzers love to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we're 276 entries, so there's still some spots left, but it's going to cap at 300, so if you want in, you still have time. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And, man, I don't want this to be a hockey thing, but did you see what happened in that Patrick Kane case? The lawyer for the chick withdrew because you remember the story about the rape kit bag showing up at her
right.
mom's place, and how I admit I said, "Boy, that looks suspicious," because where would that come from? He resigned because apparently there was he was lied to about where that came from. So more and more, this is looking like this is just a money grab by this woman, and they're trying everything they can. So, yeah, I know that these situations are always tough to judge, and I know, you know, that's why whenever they happen, I always try to be real careful about it. But the more and more I see from this, it looks like this is just a pure, you know, just a pure money grab attempt.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the girl that was involved, their friend of the girl that's behind the accusation is now not willing to testify.
Yeah.
So either she got paid a bunch of money or she doesn't want to perjure herself, one or the other.
Yeah. So,
but it's another example of once you throw that word out there, you can't bring it back.
No. No.
You know, and so from now on, when people think about Patrick Kane, that's going to be part of the story.
He's going to be rapey.
Yeah.
You're going to think
you're at least going to be like, that guy may have raped a chick.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And well, I don't know. Do you still think of Ben Roethlisberger that way?
I mean, it's not the first thing I think of, but yeah.
You still.
Yeah.
And Kobe, same thing.
Yeah.
They're still a little rapey.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what.
Like, you're never going to be able to put them on, like, that's a really good guy list. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and Kane's always been kind of a party animal, and you know, the Blackhawks have been upset with him before over things in the past. But, yeah, that doesn't necessarily make you a rapist.
No.
You know, do you like to go out and you don't have to rape
But anybody. I'll say this, man. Accused rapist is almost the same thing as a rapist in the eyes of Joe Average.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but that's the truth, is once you're accused of it, it's hard to get that off of you.
713-780-ESPN. Chris says, am I missing something on these lines? Pittsburgh pick 'em, Indianapolis -1, Atlanta -1. We will go over all of those at 5 o'clock. So just make sure you're listening at 5 o'clock or you're going to Podcast Arena, and we'll go through every single game. I think, though, that there's a reason the Pittsburgh line is where it is. We'll talk about that. See, that's like
we'll talk about that. That's an expanded tease.
Yeah, yeah. That's just to get you to hang around until 5 o'clock. You know, we're not without need of having you guys stick around.
Yeah,
we love
you
guys.
We need you around.
Yeah. But anyway, a guy like Cosby, that's never going anywhere, right?
No, of course not. Would you leave your daughter alone in a room with Bill Cosby?
God, no.
See? Mm. Although now it's probably more difficult for him to achieve his desired goals.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to let him mix a drink for him, right? Male or female.
He's probably got to take a pill and wait 20 minutes and then give her the pill.
Exactly.
So I'm sure it's different for him now.
Wanted to just briefly mention Astros Rangers tonight. And this is... I think the Astros have to sweep this series, have any chance in the division. They probably need to win 2 out of 3 to keep themselves in a good spot for the wild card. I would just say, if you're an Astros fan, you've been on the fence, this is a weekend to go out there.
Yeah.
Because, for one thing, it's your last chance to see them. It's an important series, and you know, it was kind of sad seeing some of those crowds that were at the Angels games. So, you know, I may go Sunday. We'll see. It just depends, because I've got a lot going on this weekend. Depends on how I feel after. It's my first 10K since like last March, so I have no idea what I'm going to feel like when I'm done with it. But I may not want to get out of bed.
Listen, if the Texans lose, no one's going to that Astros game because nobody's trying to go for the double heartbreak.
There is that. And I'm not going to say it's impossible that the Astros lose that. I mean, the Texans lose that game. I don't think they're going to. I feel like they'll put together a pretty good effort Sunday, but we shall see. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 975. And we are back on the Blitz. And we're going to do the little game we do every week where we give you 3 picks against the spread. And we're just keeping score. Doesn't mean we're necessarily going to play them. I'll be honest. I'm not sure I have more than one play this week in college football. And I'm not sure I have any in the NFL.
Okay.
So these truly are for entertainment purposes only. It was 2-4 last week, so.
How did I do, John?
Yeah, I think you did the best. I don't have last week's score, but okay. I have the.
I think you were 4-2. And John was 3-3, and I was 2-4.
Yes, okay. I have the overall.
Yeah, I was 5-1 the first week.
Okay. Yeah, Fred and I are tied at 7-5, and AJ, you're 6-5-1.
Okay. All right. So we're sucking a little bit here, because 7-5 is not very good.
I'll take 7-5. I really suck at this game.
Yeah. But anyway, so here's my first one, and I've been watching this line. It dipped to 6.5, and I pounced on it. This is one game that I did play. Texas A&M -6.5 against Arkansas. I notice it's back to 7. So for the purposes of our game, I don't know if you want to do 7 or 6.5, But I think A&M is going to
mollywop.
I think they're going to whip the living crap out of them. Feel pretty good about that.
All right.
That's my first one. I almost stole your over on TCU, Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's my first one is the over, which has now gone from 80 to 83.
I'm seeing 83 and a half.
You know what? I'll still take it. I feel like this thing is going to be just crazy scoring, and I know that's a stupid number to take, but I feel like 83 is manageable by these two teams.
I agree.
Horrific defensive teams. Horrific.
Yeah, and
if you're going to play over 80, why not over 83, you know?
Exactly. At that point, you're expecting a 45-42
exactly.
game. So. Okay, Jung, you're up.
The number I see for A&M in Arkansas is 7.5.
Okay.
What do you want to use?
We'll use 7. Because
we'll use 7?
Yeah, I'm seeing 7 right now, and that's what it's been most of the week. I got 6.5 for my actual bet. For this, we'll make it 7. That's fine.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback off of you because I went in there last segment, before last segment, and I was like, this line seems off. It seems like a trap, but I'm gonna fall into this trap, and I'm going to take A&M with minus 7.
All right. I like that play, and if I wind up being wrong, I wind up being wrong. I'm not too worried about it. Here's one that I'm kind of intrigued by. I don't feel good about it, which is why I'm probably not playing it for real, but LSU never travels very far.
No.
And they're taking a 1,200-mile trip to Syracuse. They're coming off a very impressive win against a rival. You want to talk about a classic sandwich situation. 24.5-point favorites at Syracuse. Now, I'm worried about Syracuse because they're down to a walk-on quarterback, which is never a good sign, which is why I may not play this for real. But for the purposes of our game, 24.5, I shall take the orange to cover against LSU. LSU wins comfortably, but with all the factors involved, I could see Syracuse covering the spread.
All right. I only wanted to play one of these two games because they are, without question, the two worst games on the board, like between at least major conference.
Don't tell me you're going Indiana Wake Forest on me.
I am going to go that. You know why I'm going that? Because my other option was going Kansas plus 14.5 against Rutgers.
Yeah.
I was looking at that too.
I was too.
I mean, Rutgers is not a whole lot better than Kansas. I don't know where that 14.5 is coming from. I'll probably play both, but for the purposes of our game, I'll take Wake Forest plus 3.5.
Jung?
My next game, I'm actually going to take Rice plus 34 against Baylor. Baylor's defense looks very, very leaky against two opponents that aren't that great. I think Rice is better than both teams, so I'm going to take Rice plus 34 over Baylor.
I'm seeing 34.5, so I'll give you the half
already.
But that was one of the games I was looking at as well. I just have a sneaking suspicion Baylor's going to come out and lay the wood to them this week. This is one I'm kind of holding my nose, but of all the SEC teams to bet, Vanderbilt's usually not the one.
God, that was my third one.
Oh, was it? That's All right. We can all have one in common. That's not a problem.
All right.
But Vandy plus 26, Ole Miss off of that game. That's an awful lot of points. I don't think Vandy has any prayer in this game, but I think 26 is too much for me. I will take Vanderbilt to cover the 26 points, and that will be my third one.
Yeah, I think that's a dumb line. And I think that, you know, when you see a team like Ole Miss beat a team like Alabama, there's going
to
be a letdown.
Instant overreaction from the betting public.
And if you can also, for the same reason you could probably play Vanderbilt in that situation, you can probably play Alabama minus 38 against UL Monroe. I that's not my third pick, but it's the same reasoning. But I'll tell you what, my pick does go along with that reasoning. The Ohio State University minus 32 hosting Western Michigan. After what happened last week, I expect them to come out just blazing.
Yeah. And I also expect Northern Illinois to not play as well this week at Boston College.
Yeah. So that'll be my third pick is Ohio State minus 32.
All right. John?
In my last play, I'm going to go with Mr. Wooly B and go Texas plus 3.5 against
Okie State. Don't love it.
That was his play of the week, right?
He blew the whistle on that, didn't he?
He did blow the whistle on it.
Yeah. So John is going to blow a whistle. Well played, sir.
I took all Texas teams. this week.
Interesting.
Well, I'm taking another one of my good plays this week is UT San Antonio plus 10.5 hosting Colorado State. Again, UTSA is not good. 10.5 points is a lot.
Yeah.
Colorado State's not good either. So I'm liking these. I see two really bad teams, and I'm getting double-digit points. That tends to go well for me. I'll take that.
Yeah, and this is the first weekend of the year. I don't have a single CFL play. The lines are right where they should be, so I have nothing.
I'll give you my quick run through of numbers that I liked.
Yeah. Let's do that because I got a few other games that I wanted to throw.
I had the three that I gave you: Texas Tech, TCU over. I played it at 80. It's at 83 now, and like I said, I still feel okay with that. I gave you Wake Forest 3.5 and Ohio State minus 32. I also had Vandy plus 26.
Yep, that's one of mine.
Boise UVA. I played it at 50 and it's down to 48. I mean, that's a jump over a number divisible by 7, which I'm not crazy about. But
right.
I do think there's not going to be a lot of scoring going on tonight. Kent State plus 7. Which again, these are some of these are hold your nose plays.
Right.
I'll go Kentucky minus 3, under 3 if you can get it against Mizzou. I like UConn plus 7 hosting Navy. I like Tennessee minus 1.5 against Florida. And I like Nevada as a pick'em, and I like Arizona State against USC this week. Plus 5.5.
A couple of other games that I like: Washington getting 3 at home against Cal. I know Cal can put up a lot of points, but Washington's offense isn't where it needs to be, but that's a tough place to play and a good defensive team. So I think Washington keeps it within the number there. And I like the Sand Aggies against TCU to cover the 6.5.
I could see that. I've seen it at 7.
Yeah,
it's quite possible.
I would keep an eye on that line if you can get it to 7 or outside of 7. But I do like Texas Tech to cover that number. And I do like your over on that, even though it is 83.5 right now. That's pretty much it, though. I don't love a lot, those are the games that kind of pop to me. So the only one.
I forgot to mention Kansas plus 14.5 against Rutgers.
Yeah. Now the only one I played though so far is A&M, and I'm looking hard at that Syracuse.
After summer. My week off of college last week, I think I'm going to come back swinging this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm feeling strong. Feeling strong.
All righty. We are going to take a very quick break. Lots more to get to. It is the Blitz on ESPN. Nice sometime.
ESPN 97.5.
In years, but my family is more important. My wife and I have 4 daughters. Proposition 1 would allow troubled men who claim to be women to enter women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. It's better to prevent this danger by closing women's restrooms to men rather than waiting for a crime to happen. Join me to stop the violation of privacy and discrimination against women. Vote no on Proposition 1. No men in women's bathrooms, no boys and girls showers or locker rooms.
And we're back on the Blitz.
In case you were on the fence on that issue, Lance Berkman trying to sway you.
Join AJ Hoffman Saturday for College Game Day Party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. Our feature game of the day is Texas A&M taking on Arkansas. We'll be out on the deck beginning at 6 for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet with us and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Coors Light.
Will there be women in the men's room?
Well, I don't know.
Or men in the women's room.
If you go and hook up with some chick in the women's room, is that not good? Is that a crime?
That won't happen.
Is that a crime now?
That is a crime.
Okay. I didn't know that. Ian said, in May, I got the shout-out for graduation, and AJ said not to celebrate until I got a job. Today, that happened.
Boom. There you go.
There you go. Now you get the shout-out, Ian. Congratulations. Is that really what's going on with that proposition?
Apparently so.
I have not studied it, so I don't know. I didn't know that that's
how you got to defend women's rights.
You have to stop crime by not letting...
Don't let men in the women's restroom. That's a thing now.
Okay.
I told you. I've told the story
before.
How's
Roethlisberger going to get... Never mind.
Yeah. I think that was the men's room.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then that's fine.
I've told the story before about when I was in college, and I went to a very small a music college, and someone was transitioning, and the hormones started to have a negative effect on their health. So they had to go back to being a dude. And so all of a sudden there was this guy who had been using the women's room the entire time we'd been in school. Suddenly he was standing at the urinal next to me with boobs, wearing, like, you know, jeans and a polo. So it was very strange, but that's it happens. I see where you're worried, Lance.
Was that weird for you?
It was a little weird at first, but I mean...
But there was no crime committed, right?
There was no crime.
Can you play that again? I just want to hear...
I know Lance would have liked to stop a crime before it happened. In my case, there was no crime.
I'm Lance Berkman. I've played professional baseball for 15 years, but my family is more important. My wife and I have four daughters. Proposition 1 would allow troubled men who claim to be women to enter women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. It's better to prevent this danger by closing women's restrooms to men rather than waiting for a crime to happen. Join me to stop the violation of privacy and discrimination against women. Vote no on Proposition 1. No men in women's bathrooms, no boys and girls' showers or locker rooms.
Okay.
It's very strange that he feels the need to start that out by saying, I played baseball for 14 years.
15.
15 years.
15 years, yeah.
But my family's more important. Okay. What does you playing baseball have anything to do with what you're about to say?
Hmm.
That's intriguing.
I was a man for 15 years. And
that's
then
right.
I don't know. Anyway, oh boy.
It's also strange to me that, I don't want to get into political stuff.
Oh, why not? Because I'm anything you do to tick off people today, I've got something to come back with.
Like Proposition 1 is clearly like a, they're trying to avoid having transgender or whatever use the restroom of their choosing. And I kind of get that.
Yeah.
It makes sense. But my guess is that the people who would be supportive of people using whichever restroom they want are probably voting, you know, they're probably voting Democrat, let's face it, right? And
yes,
and thus Republicans would not vote for something like that. And then at the end he says, let's protect women's rights, which is like the opposite of Republican. So I'm very confused by that whole ad. It should either just be like, keep transgenders out of the bathroom or protect women's rights. You got to choose a side, right?
I guess. I guess. See, now I have to come back with the Republican take because...
Are you going to pretend like Republicans want to defend women's rights?
No. I'm going to go something completely different because it has nothing to do with this.
Oh, I'm not taking one side or the other. I'm saying that Lance is... It seems like he's supporting a Republican... pushed, you know, agenda, but then at the end he talks about women's rights, which is the opposite of Republican agenda. So I thought it was very confusing.
Well, I'm kind of confused about stopping the crime before it's committed.
Well, there was that movie. What was that movie called where they could tell if you were going to commit a crime? Like they would come and arrest you before you could do it. John, you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
If somebody tweet that to me. There's definitely someone who knows what that was called, but like they had like a premonition that you were going to commit a crime like at some point, and they could come get you well before it happened. Minority Report. There you go. Thank you.
Okay.
That was Tyler.
Yeah. Chris wondering, did he say it would allow troubled men into women's restrooms? Yes. Only troubled men would be allowed into women's restrooms under Proposition 1. Regular men will still have to use the men's restroom. But if you're troubled, you will be allowed to use the women's room.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that figured out.
I just want everybody to clear things up before they go in and vote, you know?
Oh, boy.
That was funny. Good old Lance.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-7867. 780-377-6281 says it's not even close to what Prop 1 is trying to make happen. Religious zealots like Lance and others are using a skewed view of this bill to fearmonger parents into voting no. It has to do with transgender people going to the bathrooms of same sex. Okay.
Well, that's what Lance is saying, but he thinks that those transgenders are trying to commit a crime against his four daughters.
Apparently.
And I guess it goes both ways, right? Like if a woman was wanting to be a man, like Cher's daughter.
Yeah.
Like that would be, I mean, she could technically use the men's room, right?
Oh, man. Line of the day so far. All this coming from Lance, who was a switch hitter for 15 years.
Oh.
Boom.
Zing.
Boom.
I think that's
281, you win.
He should have said that.
You just
should have said in his commercial.
Yes.
I was a switch hitter for 15 years, but I'm against switch hitting in public restrooms.
All right. You just won the text line for the day.
Chaz Bono. That was the name I was looking for. Chaz Bono. Used to be Chastity Bono. But he's made the full-on switch, and he actually turned part of his vagina into a penis. I don't know if it's a working penis, but I do recall hearing that he he molded that into a phallic-like genital
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm
very ill-informed when it comes to how actual sex changes work, especially male or female to male.
Yeah, I would be lying if I told you I knew anything about it because
I'm not a medical doctor. I just like to make jokes and judge people.
Yeah. Pretty much. I'm with you on that. Don't apologize for that.
But while I'm making jokes and judging people, I don't really care what bathroom you use.
I don't either. And I don't.
Maybe we can get rid of this stupid idea of family restroom and have transgender restroom.
Or just make it open to anybody. That would basically be, just whoever wants to use it. Because it's only one thing in there, right?
Right.
The family restroom.
Yeah.
So just make that your generic restroom.
Yep.
Done. We just solved your problem. Congratulations. Thank you.
Yep. It just says restroom.
Yeah. That's it. With one thing in there, so you're in there by yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody happy? Great. There's no crime being committed.
And, it can have... No, I won't go there.
Go ahead.
It can have, the lady wearing the dress, and it can have pants coming out of the dress, or, the lady wearing the dress and holding up an arm with a muscle or something.
Yeah.
Let you know that however you identify, you're welcome in this restroom.
Or breasts and a dong. You can
that
put
would
those
work
on
too,
there.
Or the dress with a dong coming out of the bottom of it, kind of hanging.
Yeah, well, but that also kind of implies though that what about ones that are going the other way?
Well, then you have to have jeans and boobs.
Well, I kind of guess there's a dong somewhere involved in this, whether you're changing from one to the other, whichever direction you're going, right? You're either getting rid of a dong or you're adding one.
Right, but what if you haven't gone that far yet?
Then you're still welcome in that restroom.
Or if, is that the rule? So. Let's get Lance on and ask him, once Bruce Jenner is, or Caitlyn Jenner is officially chopped and official, because once you get rid of the penis, there's no going back on that. You're committed. Once Caitlyn doesn't have a penis, is Lance Berkman okay with him using the same, her using the same restroom as Lance's daughters?
Well, because I don't know, there might be a crime committed. I'm worried about this crime that may be committed.
Is your daughter's restroom too good for an Olympic champion? Let's think about that, Lance Berkman. Caitlyn Jenner could say, "Hi, I'm Caitlyn Jenner. I'm an Olympic champion, and I like to use whichever restroom I want to." How come she's not doing that commercial? We need that. Isn't there equal airtime? Is that still a thing? If one side of the vote gets some airtime, you have to give some to the other?
I don't know. It makes sense, though, right?
Somebody, I don't want to vote on that. I think everybody should vote. I think voting's important, and not just voting on the presidential election. I think voting every chance you get is important. I think I'm going to pass on that one because I don't want to be responsible either way. Because if Lance Berkman, if he's right, and there's a lot of crime committed, I don't want to be a part of that, so I'm staying out of that boat.
I'm against crime.
I'm against crime.
I'm against sex crime in particular.
We should have a vote on whether or not crime should be allowed in restrooms.
Well, I want us to have a vote on whether or not we can actually have casinos in our state. That's Fred, something we should vote on.
Let's put that on the back burner.
Not what?
We need more votes about restrooms, like, is it okay to poop on the toilet seat? I vote no.
I vote no. Jong, how do you vote?
Nay.
But it should
Straight
be voted
from the
on
horse's mouth.
Because there's someone in our office who would vote yes on that proposition.
Well, it may not be our office. I think it's the guys around the corner that
there's someone in our office building that right. uses our office restroom who feels like it's socially acceptable to poop on the toilet seat.
Deportes. That's who does it.
Allegedly.
It's a guy from Deportes.
Allegedly. You don't know that for a fact.
I'm speculating.
Are you saying that he can't legally vote?
I'm not saying he works here. He's probably got, maybe just because he speaks Spanish, he's probably still able to vote.
So okay, I thought you were making an accusation.
No, I'm saying.
Accusation. No, accusation is a totally made up word.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. I like that. That's acquiring something that you're accusing someone of. I like that. Accusation. I'm going to say
that. That's like
that.
If you accuse me of acquiring a hooker, that's an acquisition.
Right.
And that's false. I did not acquiate. I don't know how you would
do
that.
Now we're drowning. I think it's that one guy who works in Deportes who pees with his pants down with his butt sticking out. I think that's the guy who's bombing us in there.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll ask
you. So that's an accusation.
Before you do your ad, I'm going to ask you this. If I could get you alone with that guy in a room for 5 minutes, what kind of mattress would you want to lay on?
Yeah, thank you for that, for just totally ruining my entire thing here. All right. Well, see, now I got a bleeping regroup. Thank you for that. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And I'll tell you what, guys, you get a great sleep, you save a bunch of money, and you do something great with Texas Mattress Makers. They're teaming up with the Houston Children's Charity to give children a good night's sleep. And there's a list of more than 20,000 children under the age of 16 waiting for a bed and unable to afford it in Houston alone. So Texas Mattress Makers is helping out. For every purchase of $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers will donate a bed to a Houston child in need. So if you're not familiar with Texas Mattress Makers, they make the mattresses right there, sell them directly to you. So if you go to Texas Mattress Makers, you're buying from them directly. You're buying a really quality product. You're getting custom fitted, so you're going to sleep like a champ. And you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed over what you would pay in a retail store. Go to a retail store, you pay a bunch more money. You're not going to get the quality of mattress. You're not going to get custom fitted. And why would you do that? When you can go to Texas Mattress Makers, where there's great people who are going to put you on a great mattress and save you a bunch of money, and you're going to sleep better for it, you're going to feel better for it, and you're going to help Houston Children's Charity. Go tell them I sent you. You've all in the gang over there. They take care of the Blitzers. I promise you they'll make you a great deal. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And I'll just go in there, check it out, let them put you on the right bed. They're going to ask you how you sleep. They're going to take care of you. Tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. TexasMattressMakers.com.
Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.